From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Iraq's government is trying to contain the damage from a video taken of the hanging of Saddam Hussein. The pictures were apparently taken by someone with a cell phone camera. The taunting of Saddam on the gallows has been blamed for inflaming sectarian tensions in Iraq and has been condemned around the world. One of the 14 official witnesses to the execution was Muwaffaq al-Rubai, the national security adviser for the Iraqi government. When I spoke with him earlier today, he denied that he or any other Iraqi official recorded the hanging, but he says he did see others do so.
Certainly there was other unofficial taping of the incident, whether it's still photograph or video photograph through cell phones.
You were saying there certainly was unofficial taping.
That's right.
Now, my understanding was that everyone in the death chamber had been searched. You had to give up phones and cameras. So how did those cameras get in, and why were they allowed to stay?
The 14 high Iraqi officials were vetted, and they were searched 3 times by the American coalition forces. I don't think any of these Iraqi officials have carried any cell phones. But when we arrived there, there were 5 executioners and other guards of the place, guards surrounding and guards inside the chamber to protect the chamber. I saw a few of them was carrying cell phones.
So you're saying the people who were shooting with cell phones that you thought were guards or executioners?
That's right. We do not know where they checked, who searched them, because when we arrived to the scene, we found them there. And some of them have joined later. We have absolutely had no control over them.
You're the national security advisor. Why couldn't you have confiscated cell phones and stopped the taping?
Well, I'm saying that the Iraqi officials were not carrying cell phones. What happened is that some of these executioners, they have smuggled some of these cell phones.
Yes, but I'm curious why, if you saw that this was being taped and it wasn't supposed to be taped, the government didn't want it to be taped, didn't want this tape out there as it is now, why either wasn't the execution delayed or why weren't those cell phones taken away?
We're talking about seconds here. We're talking about the man has the rope around his neck, because the whole process, I mean, him saying the slogans and they have replied to him, and the executioner has pulled the rope. This is less than a minute or so.
With all due respect.
And anyway, I was not in charge of the operation.
With all due respect, I've watched the videotape, and there is about a minute and a half of the scene prior to his hanging and as he's hanged. So it's not a few seconds. It goes on for some time.
No, I don't agree with that. I think it's... if they have been videoing and if they have taken a recording, it must have been secretly and without anybody noticing that. And you can do this with your cell phones.
Leaving aside the question of who did the taping, in that tape, you do hear sectarian taunts. You hear shouts of, go to hell. Saddam comes across looking dignified by comparison, you could say. How damaging do you think this chaotic scene that's been transmitted all around the world, how damaging is that?
Melissa, I do agree that what happened in that chamber was unacceptable and it was disgusting and irritating. We're leaving no stone unturned to find out exactly what happened and to prosecute those who have committed this crime, if you like. And I can announce that we have arrested one and we are in the process of arresting another 2 who have done this. And we believe that our line of inquiry now is that one of these Arab television channels have hired one of these guards to do this for them and to pay him, I don't know, several thousand dollars for that. But having said that, this is what I believe is blown out of proportion, this incident. I know it's not right, I know it is wrong, and we do everything to correct it, but it seems that this has distracted and overshadowed the series of crimes Saddam Hussein has committed. These are all being distracted by this trivial incident that he was shouted at the last minute. This is really unfair.
So it sounds...
Ma'am, this is our first experience. We do realize that we made some mistakes. We learned the lesson. We have to move on.
So it sounds like, since I asked you how damaging the scene was, it sounds like you're saying quite damaging, if it's overshadowing what should be the main news.
Well, I agree. It is damaging. We wanted to make this a unifying event between the Sunnis and Shiis. But I can tell you, we are determined to go ahead with our investigation and to find out who is the criminal, number one. Number two, we will consider this is a psychological healing factor, a rehabilitation for our people. To close this chapter once and for all, the Shia and Sunni look forward to a unified, secure, stable, and prosperous country.
Muwafaq al-Rubai is Iraq's National Security Advisor. Thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you, madam, for having me.
And we spoke with Muwafaq al-Rubai again after that interview. He said there have now been a total of 3 arrests in connection with the videotaping of Saddam's execution.